Blog Talk Radio.
This is your Sister Pearl on Reaching Out Radio International in the Word with Sister Pearl. I'm so blessed to be with you. Today is a very special day for me and for everyone who's listening. It's the first day of the new year, brand new year. I know that some of you living in Asia and perhaps in African nations, you've already enjoyed the first day of the brand new year, and you're almost at the close of it. But I just want to tell you, I'm broadcasting from the United States of America tonight and happen to be on the East Coast, so we still have at least another 4 hours before we see the end of the first day of January 2023. But, you know, no matter where you're listening from, no matter what time it is, it's still the new year. And we are very blessed of the Lord that we made it. God has a plan. He has a purpose. So many people that started out in 2022, they did not make it to the end of 2022. They didn't make it over to 2023. So the fact that you and I are here has a lot to say as far as God wanting us to be here. God has a purpose. God has a plan. And I just pray that we would, you know, just hook up with that plan and that purpose that God has for us. It's so very important. When we think about the beginning of this brand new year, it's a sense of great hope and expectations, situations, and circumstances in our lives can change with the new calendar year. But before I go into the message, I just want to bless you in the name that's higher above every other name, and that's the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Such a great, great name. And I want to bless you from wherever you happen to be listening from, whether it is from Asia, from Africa, from Europe, from North America, from South America, or from the Caribbean, from Australia, wherever you happen to be listening from, I wish you a wonderful, happy new year. And I pray God's blessings upon you, upon your family members, upon those that you're ministering to, those that you have influence in their lives. I just pray that you and I will be found at the very center of his perfect will. God's plan for us is always good. He says, I know, in Jeremiah chapter 29 and 11, he said, I know the plans that I have for you. And they're plans to bless you. They're plans to cause you to prosper. They're not plans that are designed to destroy you or to hurt you. This is the kind of an awesome God that we serve. He has great plans for us. But the thing of it is that you and I need to know how we can actually hook up with the plans and the purposes of God. Amen? We need to align ourselves with his plans and with his purposes so that we can experience all of those wonderful things that God has planned for us. Amen. And so that's so important. You know, as we were announcing today's message, I thought of how many of you that even saw that message that we put on the internet, or you saw it on Facebook, or you saw it, or wherever you happen to be reading the intro to today's message, how many of you were alive in 1999? Because if you were alive and you were not just a little baby, but you happened to be maybe a teenager or an adult, you remember all the buzz and excitement about entering the 21st century. Those of us, like myself, I'm going to age myself right now. I was definitely alive, thank God. Those of us who were alive at that time, we may recall all the news surrounding Y2K. Well, praise the Lord, whether we were born before that time or we're here now and we've entered 2023, I hope we all clearly understand that no moment, no day, no week, no month, or even year is promised to any one of us. And what we need to do is to make the very most and the best of all the precious time the Lord gives to us on this earth to fulfill, amen, our God-given destinies. So often people make New Year's resolutions at the start of a new year, but they never see those dreams and wishes come into reality. And so I'm really inviting you to listen closely and prayerfully to the message the Lord has given me for tonight, the first evening of January in 2023. The message is entitled, Best Way to Start 2023 is to hallow his name. And I want you to hear what the Lord has prepared for all of us on this wonderful global radio station that goes out on so many different platforms. I want you to listen carefully, and I'm praying that it will be a blessing to you wherever you happen to be listening from, whether it's in the United States of America, Mexico, or wherever around the world, around this globe, in the Middle East, in China, wherever you happen to be listening from. May this be a blessing to you. The best way to start in 2023, I'm going to give you a big secret, and it won't be secret anymore. But the best way to start out, honestly, is to hallow the name of Jesus. And so if you want to understand what that means, then spend the next 50 minutes with me, and we're going to go into what that really means. And I'm praying that God will touch you as I share the word of God, and that it will take you from where you are right now in your spiritual journey and transport you to a higher place in the things of God. Won't you just listen to the verse that I'm going to use tonight? It's a very simple, it's just one literal verse, just a verse from the Lord's word, and it is from the Lord's prayer, taken from Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. And this then is how you should pray. This is what the Lord told his disciples when they asked, "Teach us, Master, how should we pray?" And so Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9, he said, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." The best way to start in the year 2023 is to hallow the wonderful name of Jesus. If you can bow your heads with me where you are in your homes, or maybe you're gathering in a little fellowship, in a little Bible study, or maybe you're driving your car, or wherever you happen to be, whether you can bow your head or not, just humble your heart and believe with me that God is going to expand this word to you, make it come home, and that it will be a catalyst to help you to position yourself to start off this year in a tremendous way for the glory of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just are so grateful. Wow, that you brought us, dear God. You brought us through safely another year and brought us now into a brand new year, the year of our Lord, 2023. Certainly it's not because we deserve it. It's not because of any goodness of our own that we're here, but it's because of your grace, your mercy. And we know that if you brought us to this place, you have a divine plan, a wonderful plan, a wonderful, glorious plan. You want to use us to show the people your love. You want to use us to let somebody know that they don't have to die in their sins, but that they can know the Lord Jesus in a tremendous way, and that you have a purpose and a plan for them. You want them to live and not die, so that they might declare the glory of the Lord yet in the land of the living. God, make this word come alive to us whenever we listen to it, whether it's tonight listening to it live or listening to it on demand at any time, day or night. God, I pray that this word will be so clear, and it will be the clarion call to cause men and women, boys and girls, to hallow your most holy and wonderful name. Be glorified. Let everything that I say be used to further your kingdom. Distract anything that the enemy is trying to do to be a hindrance. But God, help us now to zero in, to be focused, to be so clear on what you're saying for such a time. Bless the people. Bless your handmaiden as I deliver your word, and be honored, be exalted. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So like I was saying, there's always a sense of great hope and expectations that situations and circumstances in our lives can change with the new calendar year. However, after living in reality for some time, we come to realize that nothing just magically changes with a new day. But things do change with a new mindset. I want to say that again. Nothing just magically changes because we walked into a new day, a new calendar day. But things do dramatically change when we have a change of mind, a change of heart. If a person eats junk food, which adversely affects their health will not suddenly improve simply because they switched to a new calendar year. That individual would need to make a conscious decision to stop eating junk and then begin to eat healthy, nutritious food. The difference could have taken place at any time. Once that individual seriously had a change of mind. Same thing with someone stuck in a very toxic and wrong relationship. A difference of minutes on the clock, taking them from the old year to a new year, will mean nothing to them unless there's a clear determination made in that man or woman's mind that they no longer will subject themselves or tolerate bad and unhealthy behavior. The real decision we make in the new year is a matter of choice. I'm going to repeat that again. That's so important for you and for me to understand and to grasp. The real decision we make in the new year is a matter of choice. It comes down to what you choose and what I choose. And I'm going to quote something that it's a saying that I've heard many times, and it bears to be repeated. Our hope is not in the new year, but in the one who makes all things new. My hope, and it's not seeded and grounded in the fact that now it's 2023. But no, my hope is in the one who has the power, the omnipotent one, who can make all things new in my life at any day, any moment, any hour, any minute. The Word of God tells us in the fifth book of the Old Testament, in the book of Deuteronomy. This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So a great part of succeeding in this journey we call life is to know who God is. Why? You may ask. Well, simply because you and I were created by God. Yes, contrary to what you may have been taught in school, you are not on the level with animals, and you are not a descendant of a gorilla or an ape. Instead, you and I, as humans, were created after the likeness and the image of God. Wow. Yes, contrary to what you hear in society, we're made after his image, him being God. Now, this sets us apart above all animals, mammals, the fish in the sea, and the birds in the air. And I'm specifically saying this clearly because in our current society, with a lot of New Age philosophies, the mindset of many that are deceived will try to get you to believe that you're no better than the animal that you are walking outside with a leash. They want you to believe, some of these people do, that you and that animal are on the same level. But I'm going to have to tell you that's not true. You are not on the animal of your pet or somebody else's pet or the animals that you go and see in the zoo or the animals that you go and see in the safari. You're not on their level. They're not on your level. You were set apart by God, created in his image and after his own likeness. Wow. So if you'd like to get a better understanding of why it is of the utmost importance to understand how we are, you know, how we were created and what our purpose is, I'm going to invite you to go and listen to a message that we did back in October of 2022. That message was entitled, In the Beginning, God. In the Beginning, God. I find it truly mind-boggling how there are some men and women who want to find purpose in their lives, and they do not even seek to learn why they were put on the planet in the first place. So, you know, do yourself something good. Go and listen to the earlier broadcast after tonight's message or sometime this week. And so if you listen to that message in the beginning, God, so many more things are going to fall into place when you hear that teaching. But in looking at this new year now in 2023, and it being the first day of the year, at least here in North America anyway, we have a tremendous opportunity to begin the year well by being intentional. What do I mean by being intentional? In other words, we are purposefully, willfully desiring to position ourselves so that we can experience the good and abundant things God desires for us to have and for us to experience. The famous psalmist of old, King David, he wrote in Psalm 65 and verse 11 of the Lord, "You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance." Isn't that tremendous? Isn't that beautiful? King David knew the Lord well enough to know that the heart of God was, he wanted to crown, as it were, to put like an invisible crown on the year with his bounty. That means all the beautiful blessings that he has created for us that were made after his image and his likeness. And he went on to say, not only will God crown the year with his bounty, but his carts, those precious things that he has stored up for her, for us, for you, for me, for our children, for our loved ones, they overflow with abundance. Interestingly enough, our Creator, the Lord Jesus, gave us a huge key when he responded to his disciples' request that he teach them how to pray. Now, this is huge. If you get this word tonight or whenever you happen to be listening on demand, this is going to totally set you on a whole different dimension. And it will set you aright in your journey with the Lord. Again, we're going to repeat the words that Jesus taught us. He said, and this is how you should pray. Our Father, hallowed be your holy name. Now, what does this phrase mean? Because how many people listening to this word, you've prayed that so many times, and it just began to be something that just was something that you recite. But do you know what that phrase means? Hallowed be thy name. One explanation states it like this. To pray hallowed be your name, it means to ask God to let his name be worshiped, exalted, honored, and adored on earth as it is in heaven. It is to ask God to so move and act in the world that people will worship and treasure him above all else. Wow. So when we pray, hallowed be your name, we're saying, God, we want your name to be worshiped. God, we want your name to be exalted. We want to honor your name. We want to adore your name. We want to do it on the earth, as we know the angels adore your name in heaven. Now, this word hallowed, the Greek, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, but I'm going to tell you what it means. It means to render or acknowledge or to be venerable or hallow, to separate from profane things and dedicate to God. Wow. How many of us living in 2023, how many of you curse? And I'm not asking to condemn you. I can't condemn anyone. But I'm just asking to think about it. How many of you pray the Lord's Prayer and then use those same lips to say some of the most foulest, filthiest words imaginable? When we hallow the name of Jesus, we should be careful that what proceeds from our mouths are clean, because we don't want to use a dirty mouth. And I don't mean a mouth that did not brush your teeth. I'm not talking about that, although it's good to brush your teeth. But we can hallow the name of Jesus whether we brush our teeth or not. I'm just saying, we need to be mindful that we set his name apart. And when we set his name apart, that means that we also, being his temple that he dwells inside of, we need to be careful of what we say out of our lips, so that when we even speak his name, it is from lips that can rightly speak his name. Amen. In other words, we consecrate our lips to God, so that when we hallow his name, he can accept that. Consecrate means to set apart, put for special use. If someone is consecrated to God, that means they're not for everybody and anybody's use. A woman consecrated to God will not belong to a pimp. Hello. A man consecrated to God will not have his body all over the place with, you know, all kinds of women, and God forbid, men. No. That will be a consecrated person, a person that's set apart for God's purposes, for God's use. So let's go back to this. What does this phrase mean, to hallow the name of Jesus? It means that worship his name, exalt his name, lift his name higher than what is common. Honor his name. purify internally by renewing of the soul. So each time we think of God's name as hallowed, it should bring us to consider his greatness and his majesty. So if you want to have a good start in 2023, begin to hallow the name of Jesus. To hallow something is to regard it as holy, to keep it as sacred. And so when Jesus says you should pray, hallowed be your name, it's a prayer that the name of God and that God himself and the things of God would be revered. They would be seen, recognized, acknowledged as holy and worthy and beautiful. His name is holy, set apart above all other names. His name is to be worshipped by his creation above all other gods, and I'm saying that with a small g, all other small g gods and authorities, as the one and only true God, Yahweh. When you and I genuinely honor his name, we cannot, nor will we find ourselves dishonoring him. It is when we fail to respect God as holy. It is when we fail to hallow his name that things can go terribly awry, go off. This hallowing of his name is not a one-time approach that you and I can take. You know, we're going to hallow his name now because we're reciting the Lord's Prayer. No, it is not a one-time approach. Instead, hallowing his name is a mindset. Men and women of God, listening audience, it is a mindset when we hallow his high name. It's a posture, an intentional act of worship from the believer. We are not hallowing his name as a mere formality, but as a lifestyle. Oh, my goodness. An attitude of the heart. I want to say that again, because as I was writing that, I really felt the Spirit of God all in that paragraph. So I want to say it again as how I believe the Holy Spirit gave it to me. The hallowing of his name is not, I repeat, not a one-time approach that one takes merely when reciting the Lord's Prayer. Instead, hallowing his name is a mindset. It's a posture. We position ourselves. It's an intentional, willful act of worship from you as a believing child of God, from me as a believing child of God, and we're not hallowing his name as a formality, but as a lifestyle, an attitude of my heart, an attitude of your heart. To hallow the name of God is to respect him and to place him in the highest place. Thank you, Jesus. On the throne of our lives. You and I get off the throne and we take everyone else off of the throne and we have Christ as the sole person on the throne of our lives. You know, as the Lord has been dealing with me about this message, honestly, I take a good, hard, long look at the nation of my birth, and I'm an American. And I can tell you without getting into 1,000 details, I can tell you why we as a nation, and I tell you this not bragging, I tell you this with a sorrowful heart. I can tell you why, as a society, we've lost the great respect that we once held from every nation around the globe. It was the moment that America, as a country, began to disrespect and dishonor God, that we became altogether different. We're not the same nation that I grew up in as a child. When a nation has leaders who openly and publicly disrespect God, that country should automatically expect the wrath of God to follow. Though God is extremely merciful, still must judge willful and intentional, deliberate sin. The writer of Ecclesiastes wrote in Ecclesiastes 12, verses 13 and 14, the writer writes this: "Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil." Now, I want you to think about any of the problems we experience today, specifically issues. Listen to me carefully. Specifically issues that are directly within your or someone else's control. At the end of the day, I guarantee you that either you, them, the two of you, or an entire group of people are showing their actions, are showing by their actions that they disrespect, dishonor, and do not acknowledge God in the matter. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to give you an example. Take, for example, child molestation or rape, sex trafficking, child labor, and on and on. When you hear about these horrible atrocities taking place, I guarantee you there is no respect of God, none, among those who commit such horrendous acts. Even those who believe that it's perfectly fine and in their right to end the life of a baby developing in the womb of its mother, they show by their deeds that they do not honor, neither do they revere God. So what are we talking about tonight? We're talking about, you want to start out 2023 in a good way? Hallow the name of God. Hallow his name. That's the best way that you and I can start out the new year. Forget about making all those millions of resolutions. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to exercise more. I'm going to eat differently. I'm going to be careful, you know, of this and that. Look, I'm going to tell you, as somebody that God has blessed and I have lived, I never thought I was going to live past the age of 25. And it was not a doomsday kind of thing. It was not a weird thing. I just never thought I was going to live to see past 25 for whatever reason. But God has allowed me to see more than twice 25, for sure. And so I can tell you just a few things that I have learned, and other people that have learned, that have lived as long as I have lived. We've learned a few things, and I can tell you something. For instance, you know, when you take a look at people that are, they got lost in adultery, people that are married, and they have relationships now outside of their marriage. Honestly, they didn't respect God. I don't care what they tell me. all the reasons, you know, the underlying this and Sister Pearl, but you don't know how he is and you don't know how she is. And if you only knew, I could also, I believe what you're saying. I may believe everything that you tell me, but I can also tell you that if you're caught in an adulterous, sinful relationship, it's because you don't respect God. You don't respect God, and the person that you're in adultery with does not respect God either. Because when you respect God, you honor God, you revere God, you know he's holy, and just because of your reverence for God, your worship of God, you're adoring God, you won't find yourself in an adulterous relationship because you know that hurts the heart of God. If you're in fornication, a fornicating relationship, you're not married, the person that you're fornicating with is not married either, but then you're not married to that individual that you're having sexual encounters with. That's called fornication. Well, Sister Pearl, I still honor God. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, I still worship God. No, you don't. You don't honor God by dishonoring him and doing those things that he told you not to do. Well, you cannot go out of your way to discredit other people. When you go out of your way to willfully malign someone's name because of your own jealousy, because of your own lack of self-worth, and you plan, and you always see how you can say something underhanded about them behind their back, you're not hallowing the name of Jesus. You're not exalting the name of Jesus. You're not honoring the name of Jesus. Let's not pretend. You're not worshiping Jesus. I love you, Lord. No, you don't love God. No, because when you and I love God, we cannot do these detestable things and say that we love God at the same time. No, we don't. So if you really want to start out 2023 in a good way, hallow. Hallow his name. Honor his name. Respect God. Respect God. Well, if God blessed you with children, what kind of an example are you in front of your children? Do your children see that you respect God? Do your children see that you honor God? Are you one of those parents that say, well, just do what I'm telling you. Just don't follow what I do. Just do what I say. Because I can tell you, that never works. Your children are going to do exactly what they see you doing. Most of the time, 99% of the time, they're going to wind up doing some of the things that they don't even like about what you do. A lot of times they're going to wind up doing it because they've been around you so long and they just saw you doing it, and now they sadly get into that bad habit, and next thing you know, they're doing it. So you cannot tell your children, well, just do what I tell you to do, but don't do what you see me doing. No, they need to be able to do what they see you doing. They need to be able to mimic what they see you doing. And if what you're doing is not right before God and before your children, then you need to stop doing it. That's it. That's it. You want to start off the year right? How about respecting God? Because when you and I respect God, that's going to lay down a foundation that everything else is going to fall in line when we hallow the name of God. See, even though the disciples said, Lord, teach us how we should pray. What I told you before at near the beginning of this message is key. Jesus, being the wonderful, masterful, best teacher in the world, in the universe, yeah, he taught them how to pray, but he also taught us an extreme great principle in life. Your Father, your Heavenly Father is in heaven. In other words, he's in a place far above where you are. So you need to look up. Don't look down. Don't look across. But look up. He's higher than you. Respect him as higher than you. I'm going to tell you something. Even in the natural, we should start looking at some things in the natural, and it will help us in the spiritual world. I'm going to give you an example. I have one daughter that I have raised and trained. She has watched me because she's been in my home. My home is her home. Her home is my home. So, you know, she's seen everything. There's nothing that I can do that she has not seen. Except, of course, my private self. That's different. But she's seen the way I operate. She's seen the way I act. She hears what I say. She watches what I do. And that's going to teach her a lot of things. Because I'm, after God, I'm her next teacher in life. Now, when I taught her as a young girl, I never had her call an adult by their first name. I noticed that a lot of these adults, a lot of these fathers, a lot of these mothers, they have two-year-old children calling somebody in their 40s by their first name. This, I feel, is an injustice to that little girl or that little boy. You need to teach your children that they're not on the same level with an adult. An adult is never better than your child. Of course not. An adult is not worth more than your child. Of course not. But you're teaching your child, you know what? You're on the same level with somebody who's lived five decades. And you're teaching your child a lie. Because your little two-year-old and four-year-old and six-year-old is not on the same level of somebody who's lived for six decades. There needs to be a miss before their name. There needs to be a mister before their name. It needs to be sir. It needs to be ma'am. Why? Because you're teaching your little one, you just came here. You're still learning. You're still growing. You're not on the same level with somebody who can take care of you. You need somebody to take care of you. That's why I'm your parent. And God forbid, if something happened to me as your parent, that person might be the next person in line to take care of you. So they should not be called simply by their first name. People, you do an injustice to your children not to teach them respect. As it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. Many of you listening to my voice right now have been taught not to, you know, not that somebody said don't respect God, but you were never taught to really respect God. No, no, no. I'm teaching you tonight by the grace of God, by the power of God. You got to respect God. I saw somebody in the church where I attend raise her fist to God. And I'm going to tell you something. A cold chill ran across my body when I saw that. Who do we think we are? Because we don't like something that God allowed in our lives to think we can raise our fist against God. Now, listen, when we do this, this person did it in front of the entire church. So what does that tell the church people that visited or that attend that day? You're telling them it's okay to raise your fist towards God if you don't like something that he allowed in your life. And I'm going to suggest to you tonight, we need to stop that kind of behavior in 2023. We need to start 2023 in a correct posture. We need to hallow the name, the holy, reverent name of Jesus. We need to know who we are, and we need to get an understanding of who our God is. He is not on our level. We are not on his level. We are finite. He is infinite. We don't know everything. He knows everything. We cannot be all places at the same time. He is omnipresent. We don't have the power to change certain things in our lives. I don't care how much money we might have. All of the wealthy people in the world cannot do what God can do. Never respect them the way that you respect God. Never put them on the pedestal that you should only put God on. You want to start out 2023 in a right way? Oh, my goodness. You want to see the power of God move in your life? You want to see the miraculous take place in your life? You want to see God change situations in your life? You want to see the enemy put to flight on your behalf? You want to see the devil under your feet and out of your face? You begin to hallow the name of Jesus. You begin to respect his word. I'm not interested in my opinion and what I think and what, you know, Pastor so-and-so thinks, Pope so-and-so thinks, Bishop so-and-so, Cardinal so-and-so. I'm not interested. I want to know, what does God Almighty say? I'm not interested in kissing anybody's ring or finger except God Almighty. Because at the end of the day, it is only God Almighty that can give me life. Not the Pope, not the Archbishop, not your pastor, not your parents, not your spouse, and not your children. The only one who gave you life and the only one who can truly forgive you of your sins is the one and only one who paid the penalty for your sin and my sin, and his name is Jesus. So you want to begin 2023 right? Hallow his name. Because when you hallow his name, then that will direct you for part two, when you go to work, what do I do? Am I going to compromise? Am I going to, you know, give in to what they're telling me to do, even though I know that would be against God? No,
I'm not going to do that because I respect the name of God over and above this organization that writes out my paycheck, because I know at the end of the day that God is the one possible for me to get that paycheck. And if God is not pleased with me, I won't be able even to get the paycheck. We need to revere God. We need to hallow God. We need to respect God. The reason why our nation and the world is in the condition that it's in is because we do not respect God the way that he deserves to be respected and honored. Even this whole thing with massive, you've got to get this shot and you got to get the next one, you got to get this one, now you need four, now you need six, now you need 10, now you need 12, now you need one every 3 months, is because you disrespect God. He said, I am Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals you. But because you don't honor God and you honor lying people in the place of God, that you find yourself in the position that you're in. You want to start 2023, right? Sister Pearl is telling you the truth. I am telling you the truth tonight. You're going to start 2023 in a tremendous way when you hallow his name. Don't even go to anything else in the Lord's Prayer yet. Just go with hallowing his name. Because when you consecrate things to God, your family to God, and you give him the worship that he deserves, everything else follows. Don't expect God to bless this year if you're not willing to give him the preeminent place in your life. And Father God, I pray for every man and woman, boy and girl that heard this message tonight. We want to start 2023 in the right way. And we know that there is no right way to start out unless we hold your name in the highest regard. We honor you. We do not disrespect you in anything. We love you. And we know that you love us so much more. God bless you real good, Reaching Out Radio International. The Lord bless you, heaven smile upon you. Until next Sunday night, this is your friend, Sister Pearl. Bye-bye.